All right, D.C., Lou Casey, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager here, Bill Bartee gone somewhere, we don't know where. But filling in, D.C., Lou Casey. Now, we always know it's getting close to Christmas time when we hear John Hancock start to talk about kids first. And we can't get enough of it. So we've got him coming on. Introduce him.
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us on the show, man.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. How about you, my friend? You doing well?
I'm always well. Don, been a long time. Good to hear your voice again.
Absolutely. Now, this is talk about a Charlotte tradition. Kids First has become a Charlotte tradition, and it couldn't be Christmas time without it. Give us the rundown quickly of the background and how you became involved.
Well, Sharon Sanders actually started helping people about 27 years ago, and I'll save you the really long story, but circumstances set that one time, at one point, she and her husband decided to take care of people, homeless, near homeless people that weren't going to have a Christmas. And so they took care of a few families that year, and then they kind of built it. By the time I came along, she was taking care of 50 to 75 kids a year, homeless, near homeless kids, and throwing a party for them, and trying to get them bikes or trying to get them toys and getting them clothes and whatever she could come up with. And then I became aware of her. And once Sharon gets you in her grasp, you're never going to get loose.
Right.
She's just got too big a heart.
No, not a lady that's easy to say no to. Exactly.
Yeah. 24 years later, we've built this thing up to points where it's sometimes I shake my head and say, wow, this has just gotten way too big, because we'll take care of 800 to 1,000 kids this year that truthfully would not have a Christmas, I don't believe, without us. These are the kids that kind of fall through the cracks.
Well, and they've got the logistics work out to make this happen for that large of a group. And, of course, you reach thousands of wonderful people here in the Carolinas who dig down and help us to cause this. And, you know, tell us some of those wonderful stories of trucks of bicycles that weren't delivered because of snowstorms and so forth.
Well, we one year, and we'd always kind of done a Friday night broadcast, but it never had turned out to really be a big thing. We'd have a few people drop by and say hi and drop a toy off or something like that. But one year, first year that Frito-Lay had brought an 18-wheel truck out for us in case we needed it to fill up, we found out that the 50 bikes of probably 100 or 150 bikes that we were expecting, 50 of them were in a flatbed trailer or in a trailer out in the middle of Kansas in a snowstorm. And we got on the air and said, man, we're 50 bucks shy, short, and I got a kids party in 36 hours. So if you feel so inclined, go buy us a bike. And that started the bike drive that has just grown unbelievably huge. We got probably 125 bikes that year and heard stories about people, you know, fighting each other in Target and Walmarts over bicycles. It was great. I'll never forget a pickup truck, old pickup truck. It looked like the Beverly Hillbillies coming into the parking lot of Sharon Presbyterian Church. And he must have had 15 bikes stacked up in the back of that thing. And it was just, I don't know, it just started a deal. Last year we collected over 700 bikes in 3 hours. And we've got food trucks out there now and entertainment and we do it at South Mecklenburg High School, so there's a pass-through for cars, and it's just turned into an event all of its own. It's a really cool thing.
Now, it's not just about bikes. So tell us about some of the other things that are given and needed and so forth.
Well, obviously, money is our biggest biggest need, but we've got Adopt-A-Kid programs at WBT.com. The first question we ever ask, if somebody reaches out to us for help or we find people that need help, one of the first questions Sharon will find out from them is kids' clothing size and shoe size, because we'll try to get them clothes as well and shoes. The kids that come to the Christmas party that we do, about 400 of the 1,000 that we'll serve, they've got a pretty good chance of going home with a Christmas tree and decorations and food that's left over from the party, which is substantial. We literally provide Christmas. So kids will get a bag full of toys, and in most cases, stuff that they've asked for, and a bicycle if they've never received a bicycle from us before, and clothes, and maybe a Christmas tree. And so we really do everything we can to provide Christmas for these people.
Well, and if you go on that on the website and look at the list of the things that these kids ask for, this is essential stuff. This is not elaborate things, is it?
Well, some of it is. I mean, you know, they're kids. Some of them want this, that, and the other, Nintendo, and so on and so forth. But we're always taken by, you go up to an 8-year-old boy and you say, hey, buddy, what would you like for Christmas? And he said, well, if I could get some a coat for my sister, that would be great. Or if I could get some clothes for my mom so she'd feel better about herself when she goes to work, that would be great. Hey, listen, we hear answers like that all the time. That swells my Adam's apple up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's lots of ways to get involved. If you look at the website here, you can go to WBT.com, as you said earlier, and you can get that link to Kids First of the Carolinas, and they'll tell you some of those ways. How can I get involved if I can't be there presently? Or,
well, if you go to the Hancock page at WBT.com, and you'll see a list of events. We'll do an on-air auction next Thursday, the 14th, from 3 to 6 p.m., and have some great items in that, a Luke Kuechly autographed Panther jersey and Tom Petty autograph and a Heartbreakers autograph guitar and some other things. And then Friday is the big bike drive, 6 to 9 p.m. at South Mecklenburg High School. And then on Saturday is when we set up the student center and the cafeteria at South Mecklenburg High School. And that's a 12-hour setup process. We rewrap all the thousands of presents that we get. And set that gymnasium and the student center up and set up Christmas trees. And so there's a lot of labor hours. So people that can't help us financially, if you've got some time you can spare, come on out to South Mecklenburg High School on Saturday the 16th after 1 o'clock. I pretty much guarantee you we'll be there until at least midnight getting the gymnasium ready for the kids party that we'll do the next day. The kids party itself is closed to the public for security reasons and a thousand other reasons.
Right.
We don't allow TV cameras in there or anything like that because we don't want to exploit kids. But volunteer hours are as much needed as money and items in this whole process. So there's a way anybody can get involved.
Right, and there were also a couple of opportunities, like you said, with the toy drives and the bike drive, but also where is a place we could also find out? I know we can donate money on PayPal as well, and that's at kidsfirstofthecarolinas.org. And, of course, listening to you on your show and 106.5 The End, lots of opportunities, like you said, but it's not just a need at the holidays. I know Kids First of the Carolinas does stuff all year round, right?
She does. She gets involved in Thanksgiving. They get involved with mentor and lunch programs during the summer when kids aren't being fed by the schools. And listen, I don't know. Sharon just seems to kind of have her ear to what's the pulse of Charlotte. And when there's people in need, she finds out about it. And I've never known her be able to say no to anybody. She has just got the biggest heart of anybody I ever have met in my life. And that's why I say once you kind of get into the grasp of Sharon, her intentions are so pure, and so what we should be about. You just don't walk away. You just can't, you've got to get in there and help her. It's the whole the kids first thing is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, it certainly will catch you up in the Christmas spirit and the right tone of that. That's for sure. And there's nothing that makes a season more complete than helping people that could use a hand.
Well, you've never said it better, Don. Because that's I tell people, listen, if you want a purely selfish reason to get involved with this, get involved with it, and then wake up on Christmas morning. Because, you know, a lot of adults will say, wow, I wish I could come up with that spirit I had when I was a kid. You wake up on Christmas morning, and you literally know that there's 800 to 1,000 kids that are having Christmas in part because of your efforts, and you'll find the spirit of Christmas pretty darn fast.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Hey, getting back to, I guess, your own business back here at WBT, lots of new stuff going on here in town. We got a brand new city council, new mayor. How do you think that's going to change the outlook on things over the next several years?
Oh, I don't think it's going to change the outlet at all. It's still heavily Democratic, so that's good. I like Vi Lyles, and the fact that she worked from the business office side of the city for such a long, long time, and she's got a really great command of the issues and the way that government works and the way that this government will work. And I don't think that she'll be as single-faceted as what Jennifer Roberts was. I think she'll be a little bit more inclusive. But I don't see any big time changes. The makeup of council is still 9-2, and so you know we are what we are. We're a blue city, and I'm hoping we'll kind of stay a red state for a while, but we'll have to see how long that lasts too.
There you go. Well, now I'll totally shift gears on you and ask you about ball. I'm going to ask your predictions for the rest of the Panthers season, and what do you think about the college football playoff?
Well, I have to say something about Ohio State, or my wife will kill me. and my Colorado Buffaloes, we try to make sure that we're not in the picture anymore, so we can enjoy the Christmas season. So we do that pretty religiously.
Yeah, get out early.
I don't know about the Panthers. This game coming up with Minnesota, that's a huge game. That could be the difference between going 3-1 over the next four games or going 2-2 over the next four games. I think if you finish 10-6, considering our record in the NFC, you might miss the playoffs. If you go 3-1, you're 11-5, and then you probably got a pretty good shot for the playoffs. I wish Cam wasn't as erratic as what he is. But you know, maybe he'll put together four great games, and we can go in there and do some damage.
There you go. You heard it right there, folks. Doing damage on the ball field. God bless Ohio State, and God bless us everyone. If you want to get involved in this Christmas program with John Hancock and Company, kids first of the Carolinas.org, or look up the Hancock Show at WBT.com. John, thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you, friend.
Hey, same to you. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back shortly on the Carolina Outdoors. Stay tuned.